Title: Subtle Arcade-Style Textures with Clean Routing Intermediate. Alright, let's build something that's very drum and bass. Very modern, but with that little retro arcade glow sitting behind it. Think faint CRT air, tiny UI bleeps, and digital sparkle but controlled. Not lo-fi everything. More like, your track still hits hard, and the textures make it feel alive. The whole point of today's session is to create an arcade texture system that's mix-ready. Clean routing, consistent space, and dynamics that automatically tuck out of the way of the kick and snare. By the end, you'll have a dedicated texture bus you can reuse in any DNB project, plus a quick way to print ear candy one-shots and fills. Before we touch sound design, we're going to win the routing game first. Step A. Clean routing with a texture group and dedicated returns. In Ableton, create a group and name it textures. This is your container. Everything Arcade World lives here, and because it's grouped, you get one fader to control the entire vibe. Inside that group, create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one Arcade Bleeps. Name the second one Arcade Noise Bed. Now create two return tracks dedicated to textures. If you already have returns in your project, that's fine, but for this lesson, I want you to make two that are specifically the texture world, so you don't end up with random reverb settings fighting each other. Name return A, texture space. Name return B, texture mod. Here's the teacher logic. Returns let you keep one consistent room and one consistent movement engine. Multiple tiny sources can share the same space without stacking separate reverbs on every track. That's how you stay clean. On return A, texture space, put a reverb. Hybrid reverb is great, but regular reverb works too. Choose a plate or chamber style. Set the decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. This is DNB, not ambient, so keep it tight. Add pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't smear your transients instantly. Then filter it. High cut around 6 to 9K, low cut around 200 to 400. Because it's a return, set wet to 100%. After the reverb, add EQ8. High pass around 250 to 400 with a steep slope. If the reverb starts poking your ears, dip a little around 2 to 4K. And if it's getting fizzy, low pass around 10 to 12K. Now return B, texture mod. This is movement and ear candy. Chorus into delay into a final filter to keep it band limited. Add chorus ensemble. Keep it gentle. Amount 10 to 25%, rate around 0.2 to 0.6 HE. Mix around 25 to 40%. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16 depending on the bounce you want. Feedback 15 to 30%. Add a little modulation, like 2 to 5. Filter the echo. High pass around 300, low pass around 6 to 8K. Wet stays 100% on returns. Then add auto filter. Low pass 12 dB mode. Put cutoff somewhere around 4 to 8K and adjust by ear. Add a hair of drive if you want, but keep it subtle. Quick coaching tip. Don't try to fix harshness by drowning it in reverb. Fix harshness by filtering what goes into the reverb and delay. It's way cleaner. Cool. Routing is ready. Now we actually make the arcade sounds. Step B. Arcade bleep source, simple and effective. On the arcade bleeps track, load operator. Operator is perfect for this because it can do clean retro tones fast. Start simple. Use the algorithm that's just oscillator A. Set Oscar to square for that classic gameish tone, or sine if you want softer and more polite. Shape the amp envelope for short bleeps. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 120 to 250 ms. Sustain all the way down. Release around 50 to 120 ms. You want tick and pip, not a long synth note. Now add a little pitch character. Turn up the pitch envelope amount somewhere around plus 6 to plus 18, and keep the pitch envelope decay around 60 to 120 ms. That gives you that little pew or blip without needing extra plugins. For MIDI, make it DNB friendly. One bar loop, only 3 to 6 short notes. Leave space, put it high, like C5 up to C7, so it reads like UI, and aim for syncopation around snare gaps. That's the roller trick. It sounds busy, but it's actually strategically avoiding the backbeat. Now for the insert chain on the bleep track. First, EQ8. High pass it around 500 to 900 HC to keep it out of low mids. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 3 to 5K. Next, Redux. This is the arcade switch, but we're going subtle. Start downsample around 3. Try a range from 2 to 6 depending on how crunchy you want. Pitch reduction. Keep it tiny, like 0 to 3. If you can blend dry and wet, aim for 10 to 30%. The goal is texture, not bit crushed lead. Then auto filter. Set it to band bass 12. Frequency somewhere around 2 to 6K. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.4. If you want a little pluck movement, add a tiny envelope amount, but again, subtle. Then utility. Set width anywhere from 70 to 110%. Keep it conservative and pull the gain down. Textures should be quiet by default. Now send the bleeps to the returns, about 10 to 25% to texture space, and 5 to 15% to texture MOD. Teacher note, if you're thinking this sounds cool, turn it down anyway. If you can clearly describe the melody of your texture while the full track plays, it's no longer a texture. It's a part. Step C. Arcade Noise Bed. The CRT air without trashing the mix. On Arcade Noise Bed, load Waveitable or Operator. In Operator, enable the Noise Oscillator. Set the amp envelope so it's steady and gentle. Attack 10 to 50 ms so it doesn't click. Sustain somewhere medium. Release 200 to 600 ms so it fades naturally. Now the insert chain. This is the big one for keeping it mix ready. Band limit it. Add EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere around 600 to 1.2k. Low pass around 7 to 10k. If it's stepping on your snare presence, notch around 4k a bit. Then erosion. This is where that digital sparkle comes from, but you have to treat it like hot sauce. Mode. Wide noise or sign. Frequency around 3 to 8k. Amount very small, like 0.5 to 3. If you're hearing it as a separate sound, it's too much. Then auto pan for movement without volume chaos. Rate slow, 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Amount 15 to 35%. Phase at 180 degrees for stereo drift. We'll add the sidechain compression in a later step. For now, sends. Push the bed more into space than mod. Try 15 to 35% to texture space and 0 to 10% to texture MOD. Beds get messy fast when they're too delayed. Step D. Process the group as a bus. Glue and safety. On the textures group itself. At EQ 8, high pass around 250 to 500 Hz so nothing in textures tries to become weight. Optionally low pass around 10 to 14k to avoid harsh fizz building up. Optional. Add glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms. Release auto ratio 2:1 and aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just to make the texture layer behave like one thing. Then add a limiter for safety. Ceiling around minus 1 dB. It should basically do nothing. If it's working hard, your textures are too loud or too resonant. Extra coach note on gain staging. Solo the textures group and set it so it peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS on the group meter. Then unsolo and mix by feel. This keeps you honest. Your textures should feel like motion and atmosphere, not like the track suddenly became about bleeps. Step E. Sidechain the textures to the drums. This is the Itsits trick. Create a clean sidechain trigger. Best practice is to make a track called SEK plus S that only contains the kick and snare signal. You can route from your drum group pre-fader, or you can use the drum group directly, but the cleanest control is kick plus snare only. Now on the textures group, add a compressor after the EQ, before the limiter. Turn sidechain on. Choose SEK plus S as input. Set ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms so it catches the hit. Release 80 to 160 ms. For rollers, 100 to 130 often feels right. Then lower threshold until you get around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick and snare hits. And listen, this is the difference between cool texture layer and why did my snare lose its snap. Sidechain feel tip. If it's pumping in an annoying way, don't only change release. Go into the compressor sidechain EQ and adjust the filtering so the kick triggers more consistently than the snare, or vice versa. You can literally decide whether the texture bows to the low end pulse or the backbeat crack. Step F. Make it arcade without clutter. Automation and arrangement. Here's a simple DNB arrangement mindset. In the intro, you can let textures beat a little louder and wetter. It sets the world. Increase the send to texture space. At the drop, pull textures down by 2 to 6 dB. Keep movement, but stay subtle. Also consider reducing density. Delete 30 to 50% of bleep notes in the drop. That's often cleaner than just turning the whole texture fader down. Between phrases, add tiny bleep fills at 8 or 16 bar boundaries. That's classic ear candy placement. In breakdowns, push nostalgia. Increase redux downsample slightly and increase reverb send. Then snap it back for impact. Two easy automations that go a long way. First, automate redux downsample on the bleep track. In the drop, keep it around 2.5 to 3.5. For one beat fill, push it to 4.5 to 6, then immediately return. Second, automate filter cutoff on the noise bed or the group. Open it into transitions, like 6K up to 10K over two bars, then close it right on the impact so the drop stays clean. Extra routing trick that sounds super pro. Pre versus post sends. By default, sends are post fader, meaning if you lower the track fader, the reverb and delay also lower. But if you want ghost UI tails where the dry bleep tucks away and the tail hangs, switch the send to pre fader, lower the track fader, and keep the return tail audible. It's clean and controlled, and it avoids you turning the dry texture up too loud just to hear the atmosphere. Step G. Print ear candy by resampling. This is where you turn a system into actual usable arrangement candy. Create a new audio track called Resample Textures. Set audio from to the textures group. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars while your bleeps and bed are moving, and you tweak sends and a little automation. Then go hunting. Find one or two moments that feel tasty. A glitch, a tail, a cluster of bleeps. Consolidate into one shots. Now you've got audio clips you can place exactly where you want without relying on live modulation to repeat the same way. Placement rule that's deed and be safe. Put ear candy either 1/16th before the snare or in the last half beat of a phrase. Avoid stacking exactly on the snare transient unless it's extremely filtered and ducked. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you mix this. If it's too loud or too bright, you'll know because your snare presence starts feeling like it got smaller. Arcade textures often live in the 3 to 10K region, which is also where your snare clarity lives. EQ and level discipline matter. If you skip sidechain ducking, textures will fight your transients. It'll feel messy even if the sounds are cool. If you stack reverbs everywhere, your mix gets cloudy fast. Keep one texture space, one texture modulation return. Consistency is the point. Don't bit crush your whole mix. Redux stays on texture elements or a texture-only parallel return. And do a mono check. Quick method. Put utility on the textures group. Map width to something you can toggle and switch between 0% and 100% while the full mix plays. If your texture basically disappears at zero, it's too facey. Reduce chorus depth, slow modulation, or narrow the noise bed while keeping bleep slightly wider. Now, optional advanced upgrades if you want to push it. You can add a third return called texture dirt. Put a heavier redux into saturator, then EQ to band limit, then utility set to mono. Feed it only from bleeps, not the bed, and keep that send extremely low. That becomes your artifact layer you bring up in intros and fills without messing with your main texture tone. This audio version is shortened for playback.